Let me ask you something. What if you were only missed for what you provided? Not who you were as a person, not your presence in someone's life, not the specific way you thought or listened or showed up, but the thing that you carried for them. The stability, the calm, the answers, the emotional weight you absorb so consistently that people stop noticing it was weight at all. That question changes the way certain silences feel. This is Echoes from the Peak. There are people who become important to everyone around them without fully realizing when the transition happened. It tends to start in an unremarkable way. You prove yourself reliable during a difficult moment, and then another one, and somewhere in the accumulation of those moments, you become the person people move toward when things get unstable. And it's not because anyone decided or assigned it to you, but it's because you were there, and you were capable, and you did not fall apart when falling apart would have been understandable. And for a while, that feels meaningful. And it is meaningful. People trust you because you have earned it. You matter in rooms where pressure exists. The fact that others feel steadier when you are present, that is real. And that is not nothing. But there is something that can happen inside of that kind of relationship over time that most people do not have language for until they are already deep inside it. You stop being experienced as a person and start being experienced as a function. And it does not happen because anyone is cruel or careless. It happens because human beings naturally organize themselves around stability. And when one person in a relationship becomes the consistent source of it, the relationship begins to quietly reorganize itself around that provision. So people stop asking how you are doing, not because they don't care, but because somewhere in their mind, you have become the person who handles things. And the person who handles things is not supposed to need handling. They stop checking whether you are exhausted because competence creates convincing illusion. The illusion that pressure moves through you differently than it moves through everyone else. And over time, what you're able to carry becomes the primary thing people associate with your presence, which is a dangerous place to arrive at, partly because it is so difficult to notice while you are still inside it. Most people who become emotionally load-bearing for the people around them do not recognize how invisible they have become until something in them starts to wear. Not dramatically. Just a kind of fatigue that rest does not fully address. A heaviness that accumulates in conversations that used to feel manageable. A growing sense that people have become attached to what you provide more than to who you actually are underneath the providing. Now, that recognition rarely arrives at a single realization. It tends to build through smaller moments. You notice who becomes distant when you stop solving problems quickly. You notice the discomfort that surfaces in certain people when you are the one struggling, inside of the one stabilizing everyone else. You notice which relationships lose their momentum when your usefulness becomes less immediate. And what makes that so difficult to sit with is that none of it requires anyone to be a bad person. And people can genuinely care about you and still have unconsciously organized their relationship to you around what you provide emotionally. Now, those two things are not mutually exclusive. And that is actually what makes the realization so unsettling. It cannot be resolved by simply deciding someone is selfish or that the relationship was never real. It is more complicated and more human than that. Leadership accelerates this particular experience because the more capable someone becomes, the more pressure and responsibility naturally flow toward them. Teams begin relying on their steadiness. Organizations rely on their judgment. And the people around them attach their sense of psychological safety to the consistency that the person provides. And over time, something quietly shifts. People stop seeing the person who is carrying the responsibility. They begin relating to the responsibility itself. And from the outside, that can look like authority or respect or influence. But from the inside, it can begin to feel like a specific kind of loneliness that is hard to explain, because you are surrounded by people who need you, and the need itself is the thing creating the distance. Now, there is a particular experience that develops when people relate to you primarily through what you provide. And it is not isolation in the physical sense. It is more that your interior life stops feeling visible. I mean, people still want to access you. They still appreciate you. But appreciation and genuine understanding are not the same thing. And being needed can quietly remove the space for vulnerability. At the same time, it creates the appearance of closeness. Now, that tension becomes exhausting in a way that is difficult to articulate to anyone, partly because the people you might articulate it to are often the same people who need you to remain the person who does not need articulating. Now, some people become so identified with what they provide that they lose access to the version of themselves that exists without usefulness attached. They begin over-functioning, and not because they want to, but because the alternative, watching instability exist unresolved around them. And that produces an anxiety that they have stopped knowing how to tolerate. They become genuinely valuable everywhere they go, while simultaneously becoming harder to truly know as people, because usefulness became their safety a long time ago. And at some point, safety became identity. And now, the two things are so bound together that removing one feels like losing both. And that pattern, it can persist for years without anyone naming it, including the person living inside it. Now, usually, something happens that makes it impossible to keep not naming it. Sometimes it is exhaustion that finally crosses a threshold. Sometimes it is grief or illness, or a transition that temporarily removes your ability to function in the role everyone expects. And when that happens, the reactions around you change in ways that are hard to unknow. Some people grow distant, and some even disappear. Some become noticeably uncomfortable because the relationship was built around a version of you that is no longer available, and they do not know what to do with the version that is. That can alter the way you see a significant portion of your life, because it forces a question that sits underneath the disappointment and is harder than the disappointment itself. Would people still know how to be close to me if I stop carrying things for them? The honest answer is usually not a clean one. Some relationships deepen when the function disappears because the actual connection was always there underneath it and it finally has room. Others dissolve because the function was doing most of the work. But most people, they find themselves looking at some version of both, which is its own kind of complicated grief. The grief of having to separate being valued from being needed. Of recognizing those two things are not always pointing at the same thing. There are people moving through their lives right now, caring an enormous amount for the people around them. And somewhere underneath it all is a question they have probably never said out loud. If everything they provide disappeared, the calm, the answers, the stability, the capacity to hold things together when things are falling apart, who would still reach for them? Not for what they can do, just for them. Most of them will keep caring. They will keep showing up as the steady voice in difficult rooms because that role became load-bearing in their own identity long time ago. And they do not yet know who or what they are without it. But the question does not go away. It just waits. If all the things you provide disappeared tomorrow, would you still know how to simply stay? That is today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If you were only missed for what you provided, would you recognize the difference while it was happening? Or only after the weight finally became too heavy to keep carrying alone? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.